Well, here's the deal. Another day of bombshells yesterday that turned out to be, well, not a hell of a lot. They fizzle once again. You know, it's this media narrative every day. Oh, my God. Here it is today. It's Lev Parnas, some Ukrainian guy who's under indictment. He knows that Trump and Bill Barr are involved in this quid pro quo, and he knows. You do? Well, they should have known. I mean, they might have known, probably. Really? That's what you're going with? And then, of course, it's the a government agency finds that holding up the payments to Ukraine broke the law. Except that we just talked to a congressman here on the program, Tim Walberg, who said the money was delivered on time. How do you break the law when the money was delivered on time? Another bombshell that goes nowhere. My next guest, Raheem Kassam, a fellow at the American Principles Project, a Lincoln Fellow at the Claremont Institute, and co-host of War Room Impeachment with Steve Bannon. It's on America's Voice. It's on Newsmax. They talk about impeachment and dig through it every day. In fact, if you go back to December 30th, they were warning that there was going to be this whole argument over impounding money. Raheem, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
Good to have you here. All right, so another day, and the media, right on cue, like Pavlov's dog, comes running, drooling to the breaking, you know, big bombshell announcement of the day that turns out to be doodly squat. I was watching Christiane Amanpour desperately trying to get Lev Parnas to say something important, or excuse me, not Lev Parnas, but the Ukraine foreign minister, who says, I don't believe anything that guy says. I don't believe a damn thing that Lev Parnas says. He's dishonest, and that's why he's been indicted. What do you make of yesterday's big announcements?
Well, look, I mean, firstly, we have to start with the fact that we now know why Nancy Pelosi slowed the whole process down. She told us it was hyper-urgent. She said the president is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. And then suddenly the brakes screech and the whole thing comes to a halt. And now we know why. She was working with MSNBC and Rachel Maddow. As Rachel Maddow said, they were working for months on the Lev Parnas interview. So they were working to have that released at the same time as the Senate trial was about to start. And we also know that now that they were waiting for the Government Accountability Office to come to its obvious conclusion that they think that the executive branch overstepped the legislative branch when they put a slight delay on the Ukraine money. That's now evident, and it's very clear to see that Nancy Pelosi has now been again colluding with the media and again colluding with foreign companies, effectively, in order to have this whole impeachment process slowed down.
But it's meaningless. But honestly, let's just jump to it, Raheem. It's meaningless. I mean, okay, there's a disagreement over the timing of the money being delayed. I had a congressman on the program today said it was delivered on time, and it doesn't matter if it wasn't. It was delivered, was it not? The money was paid.
Look, the Impairment Control Act is basically the U.S. Congress. It started in 1974 under Nixon. It's basically the U.S. Congress saying to the president, no, 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 we control the purse strings. Don't you dare do anything to do with U.S. taxpayer money, despite what the people would have elected you to do. You know, Jefferson used impoundment. JFK used impoundment. Even Barack Obama said that he believed that the office of the president should have impoundment. So firstly, there's no moral imperative here that the president did anything actually wrong. There may be a technical problem somewhere buried beneath the surface in that you're supposed to alert Congress if you intend to delay that money, and nobody from OMB alerted Congress. And it's just silliness, really, to make a whole day's news cycle out of this. But I think the Lev Parnas stuff is very interesting, because they dropped 450 pages of documents the other day. And what those documents showed was that there was a guy who used to fritter around the Trump hotel lobby in Washington, D.C., trying to look important, getting people's phone numbers, and then texting them if they could pay for his flights, his accommodation, and his taxis. That's who Lev Parnas was. This guy's under indictment. He ran a company called Fraud Guarantee, Inc., and this is who the Democrats want to hang the next period of the impeachment process on. I say take it. I think the president should hug Lev Parnas tight at this point and say, let's have him as a witness. Let's have all of these people as witnesses, but only if we get Hunter Biden, only if we get the whistleblower. And you know what? Now, maybe we need Rachel Maddow. Maybe we need to know what she's been talking to Lev Parnas about for the last 3 months.
Wouldn't that be fun? You know, but I think that it'll be entertaining enough just to see Adam Schiff being forced to answer questions. Because I need to know the process here. As Adam Schiff's out there as the lead prosecutor, do the Republicans in the United States Senate get to ask him questions? I certainly hope so, because I just want to see John Kennedy of Louisiana start firing questions at Adam Schiff rapid fire that he can't handle.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is going to be quite the TV spectacle that a lot of people are hoping for. It's hazy, actually, what Adam Schiff's role is. I don't think it's been made clear yet whether or not the Republican lawyers are going to be able to put Adam Schiff in the dock if he's the lead prosecutor on the other side. We'll wait to hear the rules on that. But the part of all of this, there's a lot of people who will be listening to this and following this process and going, well, you know, this isn't going anywhere. Unfortunately, there are still enough wobbly people on the Republican side, the Mitt Romneys, the Lisa Murkowskis of the world, maybe even the Lamar Alexanders, who we can't actually count on at the moment to do the right thing. Whether or not they have a problem with the president or they've had a historical problem with it, this is still not in the bag. And we know the Democrats only need to shift a handful of votes on any of this stuff in order to remove a president of the United States, in order to create an environment that will be as explosive as the Civil War in the United States. They only need four votes. So everybody must be paying hyper-close attention to this.
But if they do,
sure
they do.
They call their senators' offices.
But let me ask you this. Raheem Kassam here from War Room Impeachment that he co-hosts with Steve Bannon on America's Voice and Newsmax and elsewhere. Find it online and look it up and get your show times. Raheem, despite all of that, let's say four or five Republicans say, let's hear some witnesses. Okay, so what? I don't think there's any bombshell left. And when they call it a bombshell, we know it all fizzles. We know that impeachment is not popular around the country. It's certainly not popular where I live here in Michigan or in Pennsylvania or in Wisconsin or North Carolina or Florida or all the states that will decide the election on November the 3rd. It's a foregone conclusion. They may get witnesses. They're not going to vote this guy out of office.
Well, I don't have any problem with witnesses either, Steve. You know, I would actually like to do what Congressman Mark Meadows came on the War Room program the other day, and he said we should have a witness exchange program. You know, if they want Bolton, we get Biden, and they want Lev Parnas, we get the whistleblower. And I think that actually works. I think I'm actually more of a fan of using this very rare opportunity to shine a light on the entire Washington, D.C. swamp and everything it's been doing for the last 50 years. Everything the Hunter Bidens and even the Mitch McConnells have been doing for so very long, enriching themselves at taxpayer expense. But you can imagine there are a lot of people in the U.S. Senate who don't want that to happen. I do still believe that we have to be vigilant. I know that the likelihood is the Senate ends up not convicting the President of the United States. But we've got a couple of weeks left to go on this. We've got to keep our shoulder to the wheel and make sure that no senators go wobbly in the end either.
There you go, Raheem Kassam. By the way, War Room goes live here in, 19 minutes, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I'm going to get
to the studio.
Yeah, I'm checking the clock. You better get a move out. I greatly appreciate you being here. Steve Bannon, a regular contributor as well. Good to have you here again. You can find War Room on America's Voice and Newsmax. Raheem Kassam here on the program. Good work those guys are doing, no question. Go find it if you're not aware of it. You can watch it live or you can watch the podcast of it. It's worth it because they really have a great handle, a grasp on what's going on in a way that most others do not. It is Friday. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit EAMonline.org. That's EAMonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.